Time to talk Perry LeCompton football here on our Locker Room Chats on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Johnny Keene back with you. Joining me now, Mike Paramore, head coach of the Cause. And, Coach, really good way to start the season off last week. You go up against Jeff West, your home opener, and you win 40-6, really in dominating fashion. It's a great all-around victory. You had some young guys step in big spots to perform extremely well. So you really just had to be happy with what you saw there on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Very pleased, you know, the opener, and with all the new faces that were coming in and getting their first chance to start on Friday night, you still weren't sure how they were going to perform, and thought everybody came through, and really pleased with the start for us and how those guys stepped up and did perform.
I know you had Ryken Rush, had a big game. He's a guy that was kind of a returner from you from a year ago. But Gunnar Ball, he was your new quarterback. He saw a little bit of varsity time last year, but this is his first time being the starting quarterback. And he throws two touchdowns, runs for one, has a kickoff return for a touchdown. You had to be extremely pleased what you saw from your first-year quarterback.
Yeah, Gunnar did a great job and came in, and you know what we talked about the week before, going in and just be yourself and play within yourself, and he did that. Just let the game come to him and let his athletic skills take over. I know he's a dangerous runner and he's a physical runner, but again, he threw the ball 8 for 10 passing, 2 touchdowns, very efficient. We feel like we can throw the ball a little bit more, but you know, we were so dominant on the ground, just didn't need to or at any point that really forced us to get into the passing game at a higher level.
Yeah, talking about on the ground, Ryken Rush, over 200 yards rushing. He had a touchdown as well. What do you see from him, with him being one of the lone returners you do bring back on offense?
We knew we wanted to ride him, and he's got a great skill level, and just I really liked his toughness, the way he ran the ball up inside. He was very patient. He waited for those things to come to him, and as a back, that's important, and let those guys up front, let those blocks take place, and see if you can then bust out from there. And just every time he touched the ball, he was a threat, picked up good yardage, and ran behind the guys up front that were opening some nice holes for him.
And what were your thoughts on the defense? I know at times they gave up some yardage to Jeff West, kind of had the bend but don't break mentality. The couple times that Jeff West did get inside of your territory, you were able to pick up a couple of interceptions there in the first half. So what did you see from your defense?
Yeah, I like just the effort they played with. I mean, continue to do what we preach about, running to the football and being aggressive on defense and, you know, playing with great effort. I think it was tough going in with a game plan defensively, especially really didn't know what we were going to expect from them offensively. So we were kind of vanilla what we were preparing for, just didn't have a lot to go on. But I like the way our guys adjusted and adapt, and that they continue to play hard and tackle well. That did good things. And, you know, Jeff West got some weapons. So they're going to put some points up, and they're going to move the football. But I liked our guys' response.
Now you look ahead to this week. You'll have your first road game on the road at Hiawatha, and we'll talk about that when we come back here on the Perry LeCompton Cause Locker Room Chat. And welcome back inside the Perry LeCompton Locker Room Chat. Still talking with head coach Mike Paramore, brought to you by the First Aid Bank of Perry. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week. You're going to go on the road for the first time to Hiawatha. Hiawatha, a team coming off a very tough loss last week. What do you look at with this matchup with the Redhawks?
We just, you know, they're a team that's continued to work to improve and have had some tough run, but I think they're going to go the right direction, get some things done. I know I had a tough loss against Troy. For us, we continue to talk. We got to take care of ourselves. We got to make sure we come to practice and get better. We got to make sure we take what we learned from our game one against Jeff West and improve on those things and continue to get better and do those things, practice well, and then let those things all fall in place.
Yeah, no, obviously coming from Hiawatha, they're going to come in probably hungry to go against you guys, and your guys coming off the big win. Is that something, you know, with some of those young guys you do have in some young spots, is that a big coaching opportunity for you to, you know, make sure the guys know they have to be ready, even though Hiawatha's coming off a loss?
Sure, you don't ever want, I mean, and sometimes young guys get a tendency maybe to overlook something or, you know, understand the importance of every opponent is wants to play. They go to practice too, and they got coaches that work hard, and their kids are hungry to get W's, and just the fact you can't just roll in there and they're going to bow down. You got to earn respect, you got to earn wins, and you know, that's always a coaching point, but with young guys, you really want to hammer that fact home. You got to take care of business, you got to do things the right way and make sure there's a purpose. Doesn't matter who the opponent is, we got to make sure we go play with great intensity and great effort and execute what we're trying to get done.
So is there anything in particular you really want to see here heading into this week 2 game? Obviously, you saw really good things last week against Jeff West, but is there anything in particular you feel like you need to see your guys get better at this week?
I think just we're on the right start. I mean, we preach the same things over, and we want to be consistent. you know, there's always room for improvement. We can watch film and take some things and get better from it. Just continue to execute, I think, offensively up front, make sure assignment-wise we're good, making sure we're sustaining on blocks. Defensively, we want to do a better job. We got out of sorts a little bit, didn't trust maybe keys at times, didn't trust our fits a little bit, tried to go do too much and, you know, get back in that, you know, full team defense. We're going to play good team defense. Everybody's got a job to do and make sure they do what they're supposed to do and then trust their buddies going to do their job, and then we'll have even a better defense.
Well, Coach, with that, congratulations again on the win on Friday night and good luck against Hiawatha this week.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate it.
All right, Coach, thank you. That's Mike Paramore, head coach of the Perry Lecompton Cause, joining us on our locker room chats brought to you by the First State Bank of Perry here on FM 103.9 at KNZA.